2 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 7. I don't think anybody can miss what this paragraph is about. The word comfort, or comforts, and the word suffering, or sufferings, come over and over again. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Comfort and sufferings. Sufferings with comfort. What a paragraph. What a realistic paragraph. There are those who teach that becoming a Christian is the end of all your troubles and sorrows. The prosperous gospel they preach. Nothing could be further from the truth. Believers suffer afflictions. They're in trials. They have their sorrows. They have their difficulties. They need comfort. And praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father of compassion, and he is the God of all comfort. And he comforts us, who comforts us in all our troubles. Now, here is a mystery. Why doesn't God remove the cause of discomfort? Why doesn't he stop the sufferings? In this world we shall have tribulation. We shall be hated. Christ said so. He said, if they hated me, they'll hate you, the world. They will. They will persecute you. If they've not wanted my doctrine, they won't want yours, and all the rest. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, and the believer is no exception to this. Indeed, the believer knows added sorrow. Why is this? Well, it's explained in part here. God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. I receive comfort so that I can comfort you. You receive comfort so that you can comfort me. Speaking to believers, we can comfort one another with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Ah, but why doesn't God stop the cycle? Because one of the glories of the new covenant is the mutuality. Is the mutuality that there is in the gospel. The mutuality, what do I mean? Verse 5, for just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, we have a mutuality with Christ as individual believers and as a corporate, ecclesia, as the body of Christ. We have an affinity, a union with Christ. John 17, he prayed for it. We are united to Christ when we come to faith, and we share in his sufferings, not for atonement, of course, but we suffer with the sufferings he had, not to the same extent, nor for the same end. But if he was hated, we are hated. If he was persecuted, we are persecuted. If he suffered, we suffer. So there's a mutuality with Christ. But there's a mutuality amongst the brothers and sisters. You get sufferings, my friend, so that I can comfort you. So that you can comfort another brother, another sister. And they can comfort me. God is improving. The word I want is sanctifying. Making good come out of the sufferings by the mutuality. Our linking with Christ, our linking with one another, drawing us closer together. God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over, what a word, flow over, the overflow, out of cisterns, pouring out, flow over into our lives, so also through Christ, our comfort overflows. It flows out to other brothers and sisters. If we're distressed, it's for your comfort and salvation. I could be speaking as an apostle there, but I think it's true for all of us. All of us are sharing in this mutual comfort, and it's for our salvation. Notice that. Salvation. Salvation is more than the initial experience of justification. It's sanctification. It's assurance. It's that initial sanctification. It's that assurance. Then it's the progressive sanctification. Then it's on to glorification. And it's all the gamut, all the range, all the extent of salvation. The perfect, absolute glorification. It's all working up to the final praise and glory of God in our everlasting salvation. If we are comforted, it's for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance. And that's another benefit out of this distress. It makes us patient. It enables us to endure. It gives us grace. And it gives us endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm. It boosts hope. It strengthens hope. Hope, confident expectation. These sufferings actually increase our hope, and it makes our hope firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so you also share in our comfort. It goes round and round and round and round, this comfort, suffering, hope, endurance, salvation, Christ, one another, going round and round and round, and it's building a picture of comfort, sufferings, trials, growing, developing, firming up, and looking forward to the glorious hope when all our sufferings will be over and we shall be in everlasting bliss. Believer, this is our hope. This is our confidence. For those of you who are bereaved recently, this is your comfort and consolation. For those of you who are ostracized, lonely, rejected, aging, infirm, despised, forgotten, whatever it might be, let this come into your heart and into your mind now. This is not just a mental ascent, is it? It's a heart feeling. It's a warmth. And may we share with each other in the way that God has blessed us. Experience, you see. It's not just book learning. It's not just mental understanding. It's experience in life, experience in heart. And we speak to each other. We pray with each other. We read with each other. We console each other. We rebuke each other. We correct each other. We instruct each other. We build each other up. And we share in our mutual comforts and our mutual sorrows and difficulties. Unbeliever, I'm not pulling the wool over your eyes. Believers suffer, they have affliction, but they have comforts and consolations with themselves, with Christ, and the eternal hope that is to be theirs, to be ours. You don't have this. Where do you go in your troubles? Are you self-sufficient? You're the captain of your soul, the master of your fate, and all the rest of it. Nonsense. You're self-sufficient. Is that what you think? We have come to trust our Lord Jesus Christ. And in trusting him, he has drawn us to one another. So we have brothers and sisters throughout the world who pray for us, support us, encourage us, and minister to us. I wouldn't change this blessed estate for all you've got. Christ has wrought a perfect salvation for us, not only from our sins, but in all our distress and sufferings. He brings us comfort. I've got a hymn for you. A lovely hymn, I think, upon this subject. You will find in verse 4, you will find the closing lines express exactly what I want to say here. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Let me read the whole hymn to you. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home or abroad, on the land, on the sea, as days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed. I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I cause thee, there you are, I cause thee, when through the deep waters I cause thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trial thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design, here you are again, thy dross to consume, and thy gold to refine. E'en down to old age all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not, I cannot, desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Blessed, blessed be his name. Let us make sure, brothers and sisters, that we engage in this, that we, day by day, practice this mutual sharing with Christ in the comfort of one another, to the glory of God. Amen.